It was really, really good and kind of disappointing at the same time. The kids swam great. They got best times every time they swam. Ben dropped 3 seconds in the 200 and 6 or 7 seconds in the 500. And Isabel dropped time in both of her races. And the top eight go to finals. Well, Ben was 9th and 10th in his races. And in the 500, he was 9th by less than a 10th of a second. And Isabel was 9th. Well, she tied for 8th, so that meant she had to have a swim-off.
What does a swim-off mean?
It means just her and the other girl have to race side by side. The winner gets to go to finals. The loser is 9th.
That's kind of a lot of pressure in that race.
She freaked out a little bit, but yeah. She got over it, raced real well, got a best time again. But the other girl beat her by 6/100ths.
Does that follow the race? Is it just back-to-back, the swim-off? Or
no, the swim-off was, I don't know, half an hour, 45 minutes later.
Enough to get nervous. Enough time to get nervous, I guess.
Well, and then she had a race between the initial 50 free. Then she did her 100 free, got a best time there. And then 20 minutes, half an hour after that, she did the swim-off. But the other girl had to do the same thing, so it was okay.
Okay. Wow. So just barely.
Yes.
They didn't make the finals.
Right. They felt really good about their swims because they were great times. They showed up just in case somebody got sick because they were first alternate. But
didn't happen this year.
No.
But 3 seconds, 6 seconds, that's in swim time, that's substantial.
That's quite a bit, yeah. Yeah. Especially in the 200. That was a really big chunk. He was really surprised when he saw his time. It was fun. I love their faces when they see that up on the board. That surprised.
That's great. And both of them are not seniors, so they'll probably be back.
Yes.
So that's good, too.
And then next year's state is in Juneau, which is nice, closer to home.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is it for
the high school
swim. The high school swim team. That's the end of the season for them.
And the club swim goes through the school year, and we have a home meet this next weekend.
Okay, tell us about the home meet. It's teams from around Southeast?
Yeah, it's our only home meet where other teams come in. And we have Haynes, Ketchikan, and Craig coming. And they're bringing about a dozen each.
Do most of the athletes on the high school swim team, do they also compete in the club?
About half. And then, they all do everything.
Oh, other sports?
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
So the swim club fills in all the gaps, probably.
Yeah.
If ever you have time.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
All right. Well, what should people know about the event this weekend?
We're swimming Friday night starting at 5:30 and Saturday and Sunday starting at 10. Each session's a couple hours long with the small numbers we have this year. But
there'll still be extra teenagers walking around town, probably.
A few. I think it's mostly little kids coming to this one. A lot of the high school kids, unless they're here, have traveled every weekend for a while, and they're staying at home.
Burned out, probably.
It'll be mostly between 8 and 12-year-olds.
8 and 12-year-olds competing it out in the big pool.
If you want to see something really cute and fun, come and watch the 8 and under races, boy. Never know what they're going to do.
Oh, sounds like a lot of fun. Well, thank you so much, and congratulations on getting two swimmers to state.
Thanks.